T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I think that it's unfair to promote the idea that Tom Brady was, quote, checked out.
It just means that he went through the motions a little bit. Tom maybe dialed things back a little bit. Just wasn't doing as much as he used to do.
Dale Arnold.
I'm going to go under 9 with New England. I'd be shocked if this team gets the 10 wins.
New England Patriots will win more than 10 games.
No, you don't.
Are you drunk?
Rich Keith.
So-called documentary is about one person. It's his narrative of what happened.
I ate the pizza all by myself.
Dale and Keith with Wiggy.
This is just not the Tom Brady that we're used to seeing.
I'm the reason Brady got a ring on his finger.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Jermaine Wiggins is in the house with us because he's always in the house with us on Wednesdays. And we've got to thank Paul Pierce for taking us off on a tangent here, which I have to admit I kind of like. And it's always, this is sitting at the bar having a beer with your buddies type of talk. You know, what kind of player would Bill Russell be today? He was only 6'9" or whatever it was, you know, that sort of thing. And I've always said that great players would be great players in any era they played in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that the NHL was bigger and tougher and meaner and all that stuff. You know, when Gordie Howe was a big star, Wayne Gretzky could have found a way to play in those days, you know?
Yeah, I think there are certain guys. And Rich, I was looking at some stuff, looking at some of these numbers. I might have to drop Kareem a little bit down off the rows a little bit. Because the thing that you look at when Kareem's career, right, that for 3 of the championships, not saying that he was more of a passenger.
Right.
On that.
Yeah, that's why I don't think people hold up the 6 rings like,
right. So
look at these rings.
Right, so his final 2 championships for the Lakers in 86, 87, 88, 89, he was 39 and he was 40. He only averaged 19 points and 14 points. And then
19's not bad though. Like 19, you're a pretty big contributor.
No, but you're like the Scottie Pippen. You're the number 2, right?
Oh, no, I know you were. I mean, they had Magic. At that point it was Magic. His first, I don't know, 3 or 4 titles were probably all Kareem, and then the last 2 or 3 were probably
Magic. His last 3 were Magic. So I think when you look at LeBron, and then you look at LeBron's, you know, playoff numbers, and you look at what he was doing, he was always the guy. And I think that's the thing with Jordan. Jordan was always the guy.
Those two have that, yeah, for sure.
And that's why maybe you might, even with the Kobe, Shaq was the guy at one point in time. Kobe was the LeBron has always been Batman. Jordan was always Batman.
Right.
Kobe might have been Robin at one point in time. And I think that's why that's why I would say LeBron has definitely moved into the number 2 seat.
All right, let's see what you guys think at 617-779-7937. Michael's in Lynn. Hey, Michael.
How you doing?
Hi.
What's up? I can't believe what I'm hearing. Are you really trying to tell me that LeBron is better than Larry Bird? No way. I'm sorry. He's not. Larry's a better shooter, the better rebounder for his career, and he didn't lose 6 finals L's. He didn't have to get carried off the field because he had cramps. LeBron James got ran out of Cleveland by them old-ass Celtics. He gets no play. I don't care what he did in 2016. Kyrie was there with him. He didn't do anything on his own.
Yeah, Larry had a few guys around him, too.
Yeah,
I hate being on LeBron's side here, but Larry played with more Hall of Famers.
He, Yeah, but he didn't have to go jump ship every 2 minutes to go find a team.
Now, see, that's you different. You didn't like the guy for doing that. That's fine.
You could also make the case that he didn't have to because he was on a team that was run really well,
right?
And traded for McHale and Paris.
That was
DK
part of a different era too.
Added Bill Walton, like he
you
didn't have to
take
go anywhere.
Points off LeBron for jumping ships as many times as he well, did. Then, out of all then, the old then, school players, then he's
Michael,
the weakest
Michael,
one.
You didn't have to knock. You have to take points off of Larry for playing with Hall of Famers.
Hall of Famers that was put there not by his own doing.
No, but I'm just saying.
I think what happened
in 2011, Wiggy? You love LeBron. What happened in 2011 when he got smacked up by the Dallas
Mavericks?
I'm not a LeBron fan.
Like I'm saying
he should be number two. Why?
Because when you look at what, if we're looking at the better career, right? If we're
six finals losses.
Right. Okay. That's
Now you're going to take away him getting to the finals.
Well, how many finals losses does Bird have?
Less than six.
Yeah, Bird.
Two.
Yeah, but he didn't make the
he
finals.
He didn't get
as
to
many
as many.
LeBron,
so are we going to use that?
He has the same amount of titles. He has the same amount of titles as LeBron.
But he has
in half the time.
Right. But
what are you talking about?
He has less finals appearances. So the times
and
that
less finals L's, bro.
Right, but
LeBron has more finals.
Keep locking
MVPs.
In on that. Tom Brady lost some Super Bowls too. Doesn't mean I
know
I don't
that's
think
a really
quarterback.
No. You know,
like,
he would have been
better off losing in the second round.
You know
like,
what they do?
Sense.
They do that with Joe Montana. Joe Montana's 4-0 in Super Bowls. But guess what? Joe Montana. What about the years that he didn't go to the Super Bowls when he lost in the first round of the playoffs to this, that, and the other?
No, that's a terrible argument. People try to bring it up with Brady being like, oh, it's too bad that he went to these other Super Bowls that he lost. It's like, no, that all still helps.
Listen, I love Larry Joe like the next man, but, you know, and I'm not a LeBron fan like that, but LeBron is, I mean, the guy is going to be second all time as far as next to Michael Jordan.
I mean, they probably have him lower than that, but I have him above Bird.
Because, you know what? They probably win the, if they happen to have a season, I think the Lakers might be able to pull it off and win. He wins
they're
another.
In the mix. Oh yeah, they're 100%. They're one of the. They'll be one of the final couple teams.
How many would you say he wins before he retires?
LeBron?
Yeah.
I mean, if he doesn't win it this year, that might be it. I don't know.
Well, no, he's going to come back next year.
They've got a real chance to win it this year.
Right.
No, they do. They have a real chance, but I like the Clippers. Let's see where Giannis goes. He may change
teams or improve his team. I'm just basing it off of we know he's going to play for, what's he got, 3 more years left with the Lakers, or is it two more years?
I mean, he's also 34 or whatever. But, I mean, I think there's a good chance he wins one more. I don't know if he wins multiple.
Okay, maybe one, let's say one or two. So if he walks away with 4 championships, pretty impressive.
Oh, it definitely is, but it's, you know, Jordan won 6.
But we're not putting him above Jordan, though. That's
no. No, I'm not. No, I'm definitely not. But, I mean,
we're just saying Paul Pierce doesn't have in the top 7.
Yeah, that I don't really get Paul's.
No, that's a grudge, and that's great. Good for Paul.
You respect
zero
that.
No problem with it. Yeah,
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but you hate
John's on the cell phone. Hey, John.
Jordan for grudges.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Doing well, guys. How are you?
Doing good. Great.
What about Tim Duncan and Kobe Bryant? Just out of pure accomplishment. What Kobe, the 5-time
champion. Paul Pierce had them both ahead of him. Paul Pierce had him on that list as well.
Yeah, I think Tim Duncan is one of the greatest players that like should be higher on everybody's list. He was just so dominant, but he was so quiet, and he was never cool. Like Kobe, LeBron, Magic, Michael, they all had like a cool factor. Duncan did not, but just dominant. He won 5 titles. He was an MVP, a league MVP a couple of times.
Twice, yep.
He was an awesome player. But I think LeBron's won 4 MVPs, and he probably could have won a couple more.
Right,
but I think they just didn't want to vote for him, and the thing that you use,
Rich, one of your knocking points for players is Tim Duncan is a 5-time NBA champion, but he's only a 3-times Finals MVP.
Yeah, no. So which is still great, but no, you're right. Like it wasn't every single time that he was out and out the best player. No, but he's great. But I think Duncan might even be ahead of Kobe, to be honest. But I think those guys are super close. And LeBron, over the last couple seasons, to me, has probably passed both of them.
And then how many championships does LeBron have if he plays for a coach like Pop? You know, or an organization like the Spurs, right? That, you know,
they
put some good talent around him. You know, the coach is somebody who was a mainstay in all of this. You know, you factored that into it as well, right?
But then also, if he's in the Western Conference all the time, I mean, I don't think he has as many finals appearances.
Maybe he doesn't, but he probably has, you know, 4 or 5 titles.
Maybe.
And I bet you he has 4 or 5 MVPs in all of those titles because he's, you know, when you think about LeBron, even with the titles that he loses, he's still the best player. He's still the kind of the best player in that finals.
Jackson is in Lawrence. Hey, Jackson, how you doing?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Just to jump into the conversation, I mean, the previous gentleman brought it up that, you know, Kobe and Duncan. I was just surprised that they're not brought up first in LeBron. Now, this is coming from a straight basketball fan. I love basketball. Mm-hmm. But in the order, I would put Michael Jordan, Kareem, because Kareem won in high school, college, and the NBA, Russell, and then, you know, Kobe or Duncan, either or. And they had to battle each other in order to get to the finals. And Kobe did it twice, with Shaq and without Shaq.
Right, so but LeBron, Kobe won 5 NBA titles, right? And only he was only the MVP of the finals twice.
But how much of a really was he the catalyst? Or did he carry the team there? And then when he had to reinvent himself and find out that
all
he had
these guys were all these guys we're talking about were catalysts.
Right.
Yeah, they were great. I mean, but all Shaq was better. I mean, Kobe, you can go back and look at the numbers. They were great, and maybe gets overshadowed because he didn't win finals MVP, but Shaq was the best player on those 3 teams originally that won.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Wiggy's point is, like, LeBron's never, ever been on a team where he wasn't the best player, and he probably hasn't been on a court since, like, 07 where he wasn't the best player.
Right.
You know?
Whereas, like, that's completely understandable, but yeah. We don't remember second place. We only remember first place. Like, you could be the best player and lose. No one's going to remember you. You're not going to go down as number 2.
Unless the last caller who's remembering finals losses. I mean, right. There are some people, I guess, that do that.
Yeah, you know.
No, I mean, I get your point. I get your point.
You know, well, thank you, guys.
And I also think that the LeBron lost 2 titles to the Steph Curry, Kevin Durant team. What? He lost. Did he lose 2 titles or 1 title to them?
I think he lost twice to them.
Because, you know, that was a juggernaut right there. I think, you know, you look at...
Or 3 times. Did he lose 3 times to them? I think he lost 3 times.
You know, and
he lost to them when they didn't have Durant, and then he beat them,
okay.
And then he lost to them the 2 years with Durant. So he lost to those guys 3 times. The last 2 times that he lost to them, they were even better.
Yeah, I usually say the Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, because that...
So 17 and 18, the Cavs lost both times, yep.
That you arguably have the top 2 play or the, you know, mm-hmm. 2 of the top 3 players in the NBA.
A couple of quick NBA notes here because there is news being made even as we speak. Keith Smith, who covers the NBA for Yahoo, says a source from Walt Disney World tells me, quote, "We are confident we'll be hosting the NBA in some fashion. It may not be the entire league, but we believe the NBA will be here to at least finish part of their season. Still hurdles to cross, but we are preparing as if that is the case." Kevin O'Connor adds to that, "No doubt Disney World is the favorite and has been for some time due to its vast hotels and facilities, and it's a private property, so it's easier to control who goes in and who goes out. I have seen reports that they are now down to perhaps a 2-city scenario where Orlando and Disney World would be one and Vegas would be the other. But the source from Disney World says this is where the NBA is coming."
Well, as long as they don't change they don't have these crazy rules like they were in the baseball proposal, right?
No, I don't think basketball needs to do anything on that drastic.
What do you mean by crazy rules?
Well, like in baseball, the proposal was you're sitting in the stands.
Can't high five.
If multiple people touch the baseball, then you got to get a new baseball.
I think you're going to see a lot of that stuff.
But once you're playing basketball, the ball's out there. You can't scrub the ball. Like you got, you know what
no,
I mean?
But
like
every,
10 guys are going to touch
guess
it.
My guess is every time out, they're going to switch balls.
I don't think so.
Right.
I think they will.
What's the diff?
How often do they switch balls in a game? Ever? I don't think they ever do.
Right. I mean, because if everybody's touching the ball anyways, what's the difference if you switch?
Yeah, because aren't you testing everybody? Like, you're gonna test everybody, get them all on the court, and then I think you're going to have to play. You can't do, like, so now a timeout, the coach is going to go over the plays and the out-of-bounds play, and everybody's going to have to be, like, 6 feet apart in the crowd.
Right.
That's not going to work.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It's Dale and Keefe with Wiggy, and it's time to trend.
Now back to Dale and Keefe.
I'll let this cat out of the bag
on WEEI.
Five players in today's NBA game who would have been stars in the era that you and Michael Jordan played in.
That's really easy for me. We start with LeBron, then KD. That guy can score in any era, right? Steph Curry could still shoot the way he's shooting right now because I love watching Steph Curry play. And I think that I would probably take Anthony Davis and the Greek Freak.
Again, I go back to the premise, and that's Magic Johnson, who knows a lot more about this than I ever would. But I go back to the premise that great players would be great players in any era. And I'm not suggesting that Bob Cousy would be shooting, you know, shots in the current NBA. But, you know, the great, great players. Bill Russell would find a way to be a great player no matter when he was playing.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the mentality of the person, right? So Bill Russell, mentally, it seems like he was strong enough to, you know, if he was in this era, he'd be a guy that would, you know, be on his nutrition. He'd work hard, you know, all those type of things. And everybody says, like, the players of today playing back then in the like, 80s and 90s because of the physicality. Now, are there some guys that mentally wouldn't be able to deal with that? I believe it.
Yeah, probably. But I also think if you're – because the first thing I thought of is Steph Curry – getting absolutely pummeled by like the 90s Knicks, later on the 90s Heat, and like teams like that. But then if you're that good and you're that skilled, I think you would figure it out. And you would also have other guys.
Or are you
your
mentally
team.
Tough, Rich, though, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's going to be a big part of it.
But
I think
great players are mentally tough.
I think they are. Like, if you're able to dominate any era, I think if you were now plopped into another era, let's say you kind of grew up in that then, right? Like, it wouldn't be all different concepts to you. You'd be like, okay, now you're put in there. And I just think Curry's shooting ability and, you know, what he does so well, you could drop him in anywhere.
Right.
Now, you might need guys to kind of protect him. You know, it's sort of like in hockey, Dale. Like, Gretzky had the right guys around him to allow him to be this unbelievable skilled guy. But guess what? You know, you're going to get your ass kicked by somebody else if you step out of line. Like, Curry would need to play with a couple of bruisers probably to protect him, but I think that he'd do fine.
So Magic's list here, the top five players. Now, he said these were the top five players who would have succeeded in Michael Jordan's era. He had, and counting from five down to one, number five was Giannis Antetokounmpo. Number four, Anthony Davis. Three, Steph Curry. Two, Kevin Durant. One, LeBron James. Do you think he left Kawhi Leonard off on purpose, or...
Yeah, I was going to say, Kawhi's probably the best all-around player right now, and I think he'd be great at any time.
I mean, he could replace... I could make a case for replacing everybody except LeBron with Kawhi Leonard on this list.
Yeah, you could definitely...
Yeah, you know, Giannis...
I think Giannis would be even better, and I think Giannis and Ben Simmons and some of these other guys that don't shoot threes very well would be even better than...
They would just have to be mentally tough to deal with the physicality. If they can get through
and maybe
that...
Maybe Simmons wouldn't. Maybe you're right. Giannis would. Giannis would be fine.
Right. If you Giannis can get hit, if you can get through that, because you're going to be a guy that now, you know, basically all you're doing is taking it to the rim, right? And, you know, when you go in there, hey, it's the Giannis plan. He comes in, make sure he feels the elbow underneath his chin. So if mentally, if he can deal with that, then he can play in that era.
Like, I'm not saying Ben Simmons is Magic Johnson, but he's a really tall point guard. He's a great passer, and Ben Simmons doesn't shoot threes, and now it's one of those things where you look at it and you're like, well, what's wrong with this guy? And everybody talks about how he doesn't shoot threes, whereas Magic Johnson didn't shoot a lot of threes. There was a couple of years there at the end where he started to, but for his career, he was like a 30% three-point
shooter. Yeah, he's not a very good three-point
shooter. Not a great three-point shooter, but it wasn't a big deal. He didn't have to be.
And
now they just expect everybody to do
it. And I think it also depends, like, for guys like Giannis, it would have to be, or Ben Simmons, what kind of team are they on, right? Because Magic was fortunate to have great players around them. If you were on one of those teams that weren't very good, now, I mean... How good would you have really been?
Right. You end up being like Dominique Wilkins, and you put up big numbers, but you don't really win anything.
617-779-7937. House is in Dorchester. Hey, House.
Hey, what's going on? Man?
What's up, House?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm offset on this a little bit because I am a Celtic fan diehard. LeBron, let me just say this. It's different times. We have to look at the times. LeBron, he was hyped up because of his body. He was big coming out of high school. And he was like, they was like, okay, well, he could play with those grown men.
He was grown man strong when he was 18 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, he was. Put him on the court with Charles Oakley, Bill Laimbeer, and them dudes out there. He won't be able to be – Charles Barkley was having a hard time. I mean, you know, these guys is real – they was playing a lot different. LeBron plays in the finesse era. Back then, they played in the bully era. You come through here, you better be ready to get hit. So I believe I kind of agree with Wick.
I believe LeBron could have played in the bully era too.
You got to have that bully mentality. If you have the bully mentality,
think he could adapt to it though. I think he could adapt to it.
I don't know LeBron personally, so
I don't like him, but I also don't think that flopping was a big part of the game then, and unfortunately it is a big part now where even the best players flop. But right. If he hadn't even thought to do that, I don't think he's flopping around during the 90s.
Okay, we've seen LeBron right now dominate, but we haven't seen that. But we've seen Bill LaBear, we've seen Bill Laimbeer, we've seen Charles Oakley, we've seen them do Tree Rollins taking dudes out the air and doing all this. I just don't think LeBron would have, I don't think he would have, you know, he's kind of soft to me. And then as far as the list, I think y'all left off David Robinson. I think y'all left off Hakeem Olajuwon.
They shouldn't be on this list.
And I think
they don't deserve to be on this list. I mean, we're talking about the top six players, which is Pierce's list. Mm-hmm. They don't belong on that list.
Be on that list. I think a team should be on that list.
No,
every center that comes in the league wants to go work out with a team to get his his tutelage.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's probably as close as you get to that list. But I don't have him.
Right, and then you got to worry about back then we had goons in the league. We had ML Carr for the Celtics. We had Rod Strickland over there. We had goons. They would have went at him.
Rod
Strickland was a goon?
Well, it comes down to, would you have had the mentality to be a bully back then? And does LeBron have that? You know, I don't.
Yeah, but I think that one's tough because I don't, maybe he doesn't have it now, but mm-hmm. he also grew up in a different era. So he was used to this. And also he was always sort of propped up. He was on the cover of magazines as a junior in high school, mm-hmm. which wouldn't have been the case in the 80s and 90s.
Right.
You look at Jordan went to college for 3 years, for God's sakes. And LeBron was already the chosen one. He never even stepped foot on a college team. So I think just the way basketball was so different that guys were flopping and they were trying to take some of the physicality out. They wanted more, you know, star players to get into the lane and dunk rather than getting their heads taken off.
Right.
So they wanted it to be that way. So whether he could or couldn't do it, I don't.
I think LeBron could have did it. LeBron is
He's so strong. I think he probably would have.
You know, I think
so. Paul Pierce is top five ever in order. We're Jordan, Kareem, Russell, Magic, Kobe. Sorry, none of those guys House just mentioned can displace any of those five guys.
Who?
Hakeem Olajuwon.
Hakeem was pretty good.
Olajuwon
better than
awesome.
Any of those five I just said?
He was a two-time finals MVP, and he was a two-time NBA champ.
Wiggy.
He was
the five I just named.
Uh-huh.
Who are you taking off the list to put Hakeem on there?
No, you're not.
You can't.
You're not putting him over Magic or Kobe. Hakeem was great, but I'm
Hakeem
not
was good.
There.
Jordan,
was good.
Yeah, again, I'm just asking.
I know, but Kobe.
That's Paul Pierce's top five of all time.
You put Kareem on the list, but the
oh, I didn't. Paul Pierce did.
Well, I'm saying on Paul Pierce's list, but three of those finals where he was the second best player, Hakeem was always Batman. Right.
Yeah, but he won two titles when Jordan was playing baseball.
Oh well, he played in the Jordan era. I mean,
yeah, but he didn't win again. He didn't win in the Jordan era.
Well, not
he
many
won
people
when Jordan
won
was retired.
Yeah, but that's rich. But not many people had won in the
and
Jordan.
That's
era.
That's the point. And that's why Jordan's so good. And I forget who brought it up. And I wish I could give him
no,
credit.
No, but we're separating Jordan, though.
LeBron's
right?
era, other guys win. Jordan's era, nobody won.
Well, no,
it was
no,
just Jordan.
But we're separating Jordan, right? If you're saying Hakeem during, you know, not Jordan, Magic, Kobe. I mean, you could make an argument depending
you
on
tell,
what.
Tell
what
me
you
who
look,
you take off. Tell me who you
I
take
put,
off.
I
list.
Could put Hakeem Olajuwon ahead of Kobe Bryant.
Oh, I can't.
No, I wouldn't.
No.
I mean, Kobe Bryant played with Shaq. Three of those championships come with Shaq.
No, they're closer. Yeah, but still, if he was really, really good in those championships.
Yeah, I'm not saying he wasn't, but Hakeem was pretty damn good.
I know he was
pretty damn good. Of course he was good. Yeah. We just said he wasn't in the top five.
Well, you could make an argument that he could be over Kobe.
I don't think it's a very good argument.
I don't think he's over Kobe. Come on. Wiggy, you were just going on about how good Kobe was.
No, but I do. I love Kobe as a player. I think Kobe is, but Hakeem Olajuwon, now, he was somebody that I got to see and watch him play. He was dominant on both ends of the court.
He was awesome. I understand he was awesome.
You know, he was dominant on both ends of the court.
Until the last 5 minutes, you never thought Hakeem Olajuwon was better than Kobe Bryant.
No, I always felt like Hakeem was one of the top players in the
That's
NBA.
That's not what we said. Kobe Bryant?
No, you didn't.
I said
we
you
did a whole
make an argument
last week on who the second best player of the '90s was besides Jordan.
Said, that was Pippen.
And you said Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
So wouldn't you say Pippen deserves to be in this top five more than Hakeem?
Well, Pippen played with Jordan. So,
oh my God! Yeah, I understand.
That's
he also played with some other guys too. Yeah,
Doesn't this make the list very difficult? Like in you,
yeah, nobody said it was easy. Wiggy.
Well, here's what I would say: you would have to be Batman in order to be on this list. If you weren't Batman for every championship team you played for every team you played on,
okay.
Then,
tell me which one of these five Batmen you're taking off.
I told you I would take off Kobe. Because he wasn't Batman.
You think Hakeem is better than Kobe Bryant?
Yeah, I would say he was.
Right. No, you don't. You don't think that way. No,
I would.
Don't. I'm telling you, and I don't know if you got swept up in it, but you were on with us right after Kobe Bryant passed away. And
yeah.
I swear then you said that he was like better than LeBron.
No, I've never
I
said
swear
he was better
I
than
swear
LeBron.
You said that.
No,
I
might have said.
I swear you did. I think he's better than
LeBron. I might have said at one point in their
Come
careers
on,
together,
Wiggy.
He might have been better.
Hakeem out of nowhere.
Listen, I'm on.
I said Hakeem was the second best player of the '90s, and you were like, no.
I'm on the train of LeBron as the second best player in all of in basketball history.
Okay.
I wasn't before.
So LeBron's better than Hakeem?
Yes.
Okay. Just so we're clear.
Yeah, he's better than Hakeem.
Well, thank goodness. We got one there anyway.
Steve's
calling on the cell phone. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Steve.
What's going on?
Coming out of, not too bad. Hey, Wiggs.
What's up, buddy?
Coming out of the off-back. Not much. Coming back up into Boston. Listen, Mitch, and I'm not going to argue with you. This isn't an argument. It's just you had mentioned that you thought that Jordan's championships were better than Russell's or, you know, harder or whatever. But you got to understand something about Russell's championships. When back in that era, and I watched him play, I'm an old bastard, you had teams with no free agency. The guys you had on your team were the guys you had on your team. You had really good teams. You had Rick Barry on with the Warriors. You had, you had Willis Reed. You had some big guys. You had Chamberlain. Today, it's a little different. They've relaxed the rules a lot now. Back in those days, when Russell won 11 championships, he not only scored points, but when he blocked shots, he 9 out of 10 times get the rebound and start the fast break. And the guys who got the outlet pass were guys who were scoring. So he added scoring to other guys as well. And,
no,
and
I know, like, but Steve, don't you have to look at it a little bit being like, all right, there were eight teams
yeah,
then?
No, I agree with that. But what I'm saying is, like, guys say, like, Will Chamberlain, I wasn't a big Chamberlain fan, but I'll tell you what, I watched him play against the Knicks one time, and I forget if it was Frazier or someone else. They come into the lane. You didn't come into the lane on those guys back then because they kill you. And you set a pick, and Frazier come by. And I'll tell you, after the game, they interviewed Frazier. He said, what the hell was the number of that truck that hit me? It was Will Chamberlain. And the same thing, Dale might remember this. The Celtics had a guy, they used to call Wayne the Wall, Wayne Embry. He was 6'10", and he weighed about 280. And he would set picks in the lane for Don Nelson or Sam Jones. And the guy that ran into him, I'm telling you, they went out. It was like they weren't going to go out on a stretcher. They kill you. They relaxed the rules a lot. Because today, you weren't, a guy like Steph Curry and all the dunking and everybody does today, you weren't doing it on those guys back in the day because you never got in the lane. It's very hard.
And look, back in the day, they said in the NHL, you were going to get killed if you came into the crease. And I understand the game is different.
Yeah, yeah.
Take a look at LeBron James and that physique and tell me he couldn't have adapted if he had to?
No, I think he could. I think
he would have been dishing out more damage.
When you're comparing the guys to the 60s physically, okay. But when you compare the guys to like 80s and 90s, the physiques were still – I mean, the Karl Malone, I mean, Karl Malone's physique.
Oh, he's a monster.
Right. I mean, so to think that the athletes are better today than they were in the, I would say, you know, maybe mid to late 80s, the 90s.
I think overall they are. I think
overall, maybe.
They are. They definitely are. I mean, I think you have the extremes. You can point to Jordan and Malone and David Robinson.
But you could think of a ton of great athletes. I mean, just physically. I'm not talking about their skill set, but guys that were physically gifted athletes, Dominique Wilkins, Sean Kemp. There were a ton of guys that when you looked at them athletically, you know, they were just as good as guys you could see today. Right?
I think there are more guys now that can sort of like grab the ball, go end to end.
Well, that's the skill level. That was different though, right, Rich? That's the skill level because back in the day when Olajuwon played, they didn't say Olajuwon get the rebound and push the fast break.
Never. It would never happen. No. Now it's just it is a skill thing. Now the part of that it's also athleticism.
No, but he was athletic. Like Bill Russell, you don't think if they taught Bill Russell how to push the basketball with his athletic ability?
Yeah, maybe he could have. Right.
All I'm saying is that those guys in the 80s and 90s were just as good as physical athletes. The game was different, right? They didn't allow the big man. It was more of a big man game, right? So the big man wasn't pushing the ball up court. He wasn't, you know, he wasn't like the point forward or point center. Yeah. That really didn't kind of change until maybe Magic, where you go, oh, wait a second, or Oscar Robinson, who might have been like 6'5 at the time.
One of the things Shaq said after he watched The Last Dance was he realized that the 90s were the greatest era of NBA basketball. Now, he was a little biased. I mean, he was a big part of it, and I understand that. But if you look at the combination of, you know, physical skills, the rough and tumble of the earlier days and the athleticism of today, he might have a point.
I disagree with him. I do not think it was the 90s, and that was my watch as many games as humanly possible, obsessed with the league.
Mm-hmm.
But when the final scores are 83-79, the Utah Jazz scored 54 points in a finals game. 54 points in a game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just don't. And
but don't you think that's defenses were better, though? Don't you think defensively they were better back then? So that it was harder to score?
Yeah, well, clearly it was harder to score. Right. But that was a part of the defense. Offensive guys were as good. I don't know. I don't think it was I don't think it was like the golden era of basketball. I think even the 2000s might have been a little bit better than the 90s. Like, just because Charles Oakley, Anthony Mason, and Patrick Ewing were physical, it didn't mean it was great basketball.
Keith's in New Hampshire. Hey, Keith, how you doing?
All right, guys. Sorry, taking you off the speaker.
Thank you.
I wanted to say that I love these conversations. These are so much fun to listen to. But one thing that you guys haven't mentioned is there's only three NBA players in the history of the NBA that got three MVPs in a row, and not one of them is LeBron.
Who won three MVPs in a row?
Well, it'd have to be
Russell.
It's Chamberlain, yep. Bird, and
Jordan?
Russell.
Oh, Russell.
And Russell.
Three MVP.
I mean, that's a good stat, but I just think if you're looking at their whole career, mm-hmm. you know, you're going to add all the seasons together. That's like an impressive stretch, but to me, it's still, I'm looking at the whole body of work, you know.
Here's how I would ask you. You're take Michael Jordan out of the picture, right? Okay. You're building a franchise. Who you starting that franchise with? You got one player.
Difficult. Let me ask you a question or answer a question with a question.
Let's do that differently.
Like, what era am I in, though? Because I think that part of it's going to be tough. Because right now, I would not pick a center.
But I don't think it matters what
centers
era.
Centers don't matter right now.
Right, but if you had a guy, let's say if you had a guy like Shaq in this era, he would dominate. Or a guy like Akeem that had that skill set, they would dominate. The only problem
is Shaq would dominate any era he ever played.
Right, or they would dominate if they have that skill set, right? So if you said, okay, I'm going to use a center that I know can dominate, then because of their skill set, you could take that guy, right? Because if Shaq's playing today, and I'm talking, you know, Shaq in his prime, he's dominating the league. Same with Akeem Olajuwon.
That's your guy.
Well, no. But if you're saying
the guy who's better than Kobe Bryant,
if you're saying a center, so you got
I'd probably take the Dream second then.
No. Who are you building your franchise with? You got one player. You need who's your Batman?
Batman
that you're building your team around.
I can't take Jordan.
Nope, Jordan's off the list. He's like Brady. He's off the list.
Oh my god,
Magic.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, Magic's a good one.
He'd be my guy. I mean, he can make everybody better. He can play point guard. He can play center. He can
make everybody better.
He does make everybody. I give him that. But the reason why I'm taking LeBron is because LeBron makes everybody better, and LeBron can score 30, you know, or he can average 25. Magic wasn't really the greatest scorer in the world. That's why
that wasn't his thing. And he made guys better.
No, but so LeBron. LeBron is the ability to play your point guard and make everybody better. You look at LeBron averages almost, what, 8 assists in his NBA career?
Yeah, I would argue that LeBron does not make everybody better. I think he takes...
Oh, 10 assists is what... he's at his career, he's at about 7.4 assists.
Yeah, but I think like he took both Chris Bosh and Kevin Love, who were all-stars in the NBA, and told them to stand in the corner and, like, I'll pass it to you every once in a while and just shoot threes. Like, that
Now, can you say the same thing about Kareem, James Worthy? I mean, these guys were good players. So Magic made them – Magic could have took 5 guys and still would have had the same success?
Well, no, I don't know about that. No, you're saying – I'm talking about the LeBron argument about he makes players better.
Yeah.
I think the scrubs, maybe he does. Maybe James Jones gets a few more open shots that way. Mm-hmm. But guys that are good players, they don't usually thrive with LeBron. Chris Bosh was not at his best with LeBron. Kevin Love was not at his best with LeBron.
Well, because they don't
even D. Wade had to sacrifice.
Right, because they got to learn to sacrifice the same way James Worthy, if he plays on another team without Magic Johnson, he's probably like Scottie Pippen, right? They're probably the best players on their team. But because
Worthy still squeaked out a Finals MVP.
I mean, hey, listen. Andrew Andrew Iguodala squeaked out an MVP of
Andre
a Finals.
Iguodala, Andreas. But we're not including
anything's
Curry
possible.
In this
no,
debate.
He's not on my list. No, doesn't make it. Huh? Adam's down on the Cape. Hey, Adam.
Hey, you guys. Just 2 points. Want to see what you thought. You're talking about Elijah and Wiggy. If you were to say even skill set, where do you think Tim Duncan would even match up championships-wise? And even I think he might be closer comparison
I'd
to Kobe.
I'd have him ahead of Hakeem
Duncan's
Elijah.
Definitely better than Hakeem.
I like Duncan. I think Duncan is definitely up there as far
ahead of Hakeem.
His skill set is tremendous.
But you don't want to take one of those top 5 guys off the list to put Duncan on there.
No, I could put Duncan ahead of Kobe.
You put Hakeem up there.
No, but you asked me on the list. I could put Duncan on that list. I think Duncan I could put ahead of Kobe Bryant. Yeah, I love Kobe Bryant as a player.
Modern day, mentioning in regards to like Harden was not on the list, would he be able to score in any era, should you say?
Sure. I think he could score in any
score,
era.
Yes.
Yeah, he could definitely.
I mean, he absolutely could. Hey, one quick note here, and we've got what else you got still coming. According to Adam Schefter, here are the latest rankings of NFL jersey sales. This is courtesy of NFL Shop. Here are the top 10. Number 10, Brady, Buccaneers pewter alternate. Number 9, Gronkowski, Buccaneers red. Number 8, Burrows, Bengals black. Number 7, Gronkowski, Buccaneers pewter alternate. Number 6, Brady, Buccaneers red vapor. Number 5, Brady, Buccaneers red. Number 4, Brady, Buccaneers white vapor. Number 3, Brady, Buccaneers pewter alternate vapor. So number 2, Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins white. Number 1, Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins aqua. But Brady, right now, on the current sales, has what? 5 of the top 10 jersey sales in the NFL.
Wow. I can't believe Tua's up there.
He's got 1 and 2. Yeah. And as Schefter points out, Florida is now home of 9 of the top 10 NFL jersey sales. The only guy who screws that up is Burrow at number 8.
Oh, maybe this the Dolphins.
I mean, it's just all new jerseys, you know.
Yeah, the Dolphins.
All new guys. Dolphins number 1.
How did Dolphins
Alabama's
jersey
got
look?
Fan base.
The Dolphins must have nice jerseys.
The aqua one is nice. That's why it's the number 1 seller. It's a nice little
By the way, we always thought it was weird that Brady was at the top of the jersey sales when it was basically the same jersey it's been for 18 straight years. If you wanted one, you could have had one.
Right.
Now here, you've got a bunch of new ones.
Right.
And that all makes sense to me, but some of the other ones.
Well, the new Buccaneers
so sure.
jerseys are nice, though. So that's probably.
That helps.
Yeah, that definitely helps out.
All right, coming up next on What Else You Got, there was an attempt back in the day to get Michael Jordan in a Celtics uniform, And Terry Francona shares his thoughts about Michael Jordan as well. That's all coming up next. Sports Radio WEEI.
Back to Dale and Keith on WEEI.
All right, let's get to a couple of things that we might have missed earlier in the program.
What else you got?
Wiggy.
So we were talking about LeBron James and where he falls as the, is he the second greatest basketball player of all time behind Michael Jordan? But there's a little interesting thing.
Well, unlike Paul Pierce, we think he's at least in the top five.
Right. There's something interesting to think about. During the 2011 season, I believe that was the lockout year, LeBron was asked about another sport. It's coming.
Or what? You know what, to be honest, PR, it actually was. I had no idea how long the lockout was going to be. And myself and my trainer, my man Sears, we really started to actually train to be a football player when it came to like October and November. We started to run. We started to clock our times with the 40s. We started to add a little bit more in our bench presses and things of that nature. We started to add more sledding to our agenda with our workouts. You know, Mike kept talking about, you know, it'd be great to go down to Irvine, Texas. You know, it'd be great to go to Irvine, Texas. You know, Mike is, you know, he's from Texas.
Die hard.
Cowboy fans. You know, he's like, it'd be great to go down there to Dallas, you know, and suit it up for the Cowboys. How great that'll be.
So LeBron James could have been in the NFL.
Jerry Jones did send him a contract, mm-hmm. and supposedly he framed it and hung it in his house. Generally speaking, athletes who think they could just drop into another sport and perform at a high level are just kidding themselves.
Yeah, but LeBron, I think, was a really, really good high school football player.
He was All-State in Ohio.
Right, very similar to...
And he was a man among boys,
Similar to Allen Iverson. So, I mean, you know...
I think he could do it. I don't know how great he would be. Because you see, especially... He'd probably be either a tight end or a wide receiver or like, you know, like a Travis Kelce type, my guess.
Or he might even be like a, you know, 6'7". He could even be like a defensive end.
Well, maybe. But I think he played receiver in high school. And I'm just saying, like, that type of role, we've seen guys like Jimmy Graham and Antonio Gates didn't even play football.
Right, and flourish.
And they show up and they're like unbelievable.
Gates is like the top five tight ends.
He's like a decent basketball player. Like, even like Tony Gonzalez. Well, actually, he played football. But the other guy's like
But he was a basketball player. Tony Gonzalez played basketball at Cal Berkeley.
Yeah.
So, yeah, LeBron could have probably did it.
What else you got?
Rich?
Well, speaking of basketball, ML Carr was on OMF yesterday, and he tells a story about when the Celtics were trying to get Michael Jordan.
If you ask me, I can tell you exactly what happened. You asked Jerry Krause. Jerry Krause said it never happened. He never got that call, which is absolutely not true. I called Jerry knowing that I knew Michael from the time he was a kid. As a matter of fact, his parents lived about a mile and a half from my parents on a street called Calico Bay Road. So I've known the family all my life. I figured if Michael's walked away from the game, I bet I could talk him in. And I thought I had an angle. And the angle would be that you've done all the things you're doing. If you've done in a Chicago uniform, could you imagine the marketing opportunities if you came to Boston and you won championships in Boston on top of what you did in Chicago? It would be a financial bonanza for you. I said, Jerry, I'd give you a first-round pick just for the right to talk to him. If I can't convince him to do it, then you've picked up a first-round pick. And I understand why Jerry went back and said it never happened, simply because of the fact that you mean to tell me he turned down a first-round pick just for the right to talk to him? And he said it didn't happen, but it absolutely happened. So,
wow.
What if year I were was the this? Owner of the Celtics, I would have fired ML Carr if he did that.
What first year? Round pick just to talk to
what
a
year
guy?
Was this?
I mean, it's stupid.
I think you're talking about the year that Jordan had retired. So, it
okay, so like
93,
94?
No, 98.
Was it the first retirement or the second one?
Well, either way.
Oh, good question.
Either way, to be able to talk to the greatest basketball player, because at both times.
I was talking about 94. You're talking about 94.
Okay, so, man. Can you have seen Michael Jordan in a Celtics uniform? I would have just said, hey, here's a first round just to talk to him.
Okay, a first round just to talk to him.
Yeah.
Then you got to come up with some sort of deal for him.
Whatever you want, bro.
You get.
I mean, you make it sound like it's tough to come up with a deal.
No, I think it's stupid to say I'll give up a first round pick just to talk to him.
Well, he felt like he had a good.
That sounds dumb to me.
He felt like he had a really good relationship with the family, and if he could talk to him, and maybe he could get him to come to Boston. That's a pretty good pitch, though.
So their first round pick, would that have been the 94 draft or the 95 draft, you think, that they would have had to give up the pick?
I
Because if it was 94, it would have been Eric Montrose.
Okay. That would have been worth it.
I'd rather talk to Jordan.
Right.
Or 95, Eric Williams, who was solid.
Yeah,
was
but
solid.
I'd still rather talk to Jordan.
Talk to
what
him.
What else you got?
I don't think he's coming. All right. So our buddy Dan Roach from Channel 4 Sports has got an interview tonight with Tito Francona because there's been a lot of talk, obviously, about Jordan and the time, speaking of retirement, when he went to play baseball for the Birmingham Barons. And Tito's got a great Michael Jordan story that he shares.
Couldn't just have a pickup game because anytime he was involved, things escalated. And the one thing I found out was it didn't matter if you were playing at the Boston Garden or on the asphalt in Birmingham, he didn't want to lose. And there were times where I would just be so tired that I'd actually almost want to lose. You know, my knees were hurting, I was tired, and, you know, I took the last shot, and we ended up losing. And he came up to me, and he's like, hey, man, I always shoot last. And I'm like, you know, this game's not televised. And he didn't like it, man. He did not like to lose, and he didn't just want to beat you. He wanted to pound you into oblivion.
Wow. Imagine that. Hey, don't give it to Michael. Give it to Tito.
Tito. Well, yeah. There's also video out there, we've seen it, of Brady playing in a pickup basketball game in the Bahamas that Michael was part of. And I think they were teammates, actually.
Right, because Brady's
I remember
super competitive. Can you imagine those two going at each other?
Well, can you imagine Brady blowing out a knee because he's playing a pickup game with Jordan and a bunch of guys in the Bahamas? I mean, it's like, what are we doing here? Yeah. What are we thinking?
Dale, if you ever had a good pickup game, you ain't thinking about that. You're going full tilt. You're going against Jordan.
All right, Wiggy, good to talk to you again, bud.
All right, boys.
Rich, we will discuss again tomorrow, and we'll get back to a bunch of the stuff that's on the table for everybody. OMF is coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Well, we can say it another way.
That's all, folks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.